The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's hump day. So why does it feel like frump day? Are you barely making it through the week with no energy to speak of? That's all about to change. Welcome to Transforming Health with Brad King. Get ready to live with the vitality, youthfulness, and abundant energy you've always dreamed of. Now, here's your host, Brad.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another incredible show. And we are going to be talking about energy today, just energy of a different kind. We're going to be transferring that, hopefully, to our little furry friends. Long, long overdue. I absolutely love animals. I think a lot of my listeners love animals. So we're going to learn how to keep our pets younger longer. But first, why are so many people sailing at half-mast these days? And worse yet, how many of these people have been living this way for so long, they don't remember what optimal health and vitality even feels like anymore? Too many individuals suffer from a condition. It's a condition of acceptance. They're guilty of accepting their less than healthy status as the way it is. Well, unfortunately, they don't know any other way to be. Well, not anymore. Welcome to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, your host, and this is the platform that helps change lives one body at a time. One of my favorite sayings is, until one has loved an animal, part of their soul remains unawakened. I truly believe this, as there's nothing as comforting to the soul as a furry being that will love you unconditionally. In a world where stress is the number one reason we visit our doctors, not to mention one of the leading causes of almost all disease, everyone can benefit by having a furry friend around. Animals are, for the most part, stress reducers. I'd say they're stress reducers to the max. Well, that is unless they are the ones causing the stress. And if you've ever met my little rescue dog, Jake, well, you'd completely understand what I mean by that statement. You see, I have this theory, and it goes something like this. The more mischievous the pet is, the cuter their face has to be. It's kind of like an evolutionary safety mechanism to ensure the survival of the species. If I was to share a fraction of what Jake has gotten into over the last 3 years that I've had him, you'd quickly understand why he was blessed with the little mug that he presently has. No matter how angry I may feel at the time, one look at that little head and that little guy owns me. Worst part is, he knows it. Today's show is dedicated to all of you animal lovers out there. We're going to be covering the topics that lean heaviest on our hearts and when it comes to your pet and your pet's health. How can we extend our pet's lifespan? Is that even possible? And how can we ensure that our pet remains vibrant and healthy right up until the end? Keeping your pet younger, longer, today on Transforming Health. And joining me is one of North America's leading alternative veterinarians. He's double board certified in companion animals and small animal medicine. He has maintained specialist clinical practices in Seattle, Washington, Vancouver, BC, and Victoria, BC. And he has contributed his expertise on airway disease in small animals in such books as The 5-Minute Veterinary Consultant, Problem-Based Feline Medicine, and Respiratory Disease in Dogs and Cats. He has also lectured widely across North America and was a keynote speaker at the British Small Animal Veterinary Association. Aside from all of these incredible accolades, my guest is a recognized authority on wellness, yes, even for human beings. Having spent 15 years working with a multinational wellness technology company out of Japan. So Please welcome an animal specialist that believes strongly that the future of healthcare for people as well as animals is in the integration of the best of both the conventional allopathic model as well as the alternative one. We have the one and only Dr. Rob Mason with us today. Dr. Mason, how are you doing?
Good morning, Brett. I'm doing fantastic. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you know, like I said at the very beginning, this is a show that's long overdue. I can't believe I've been doing this show for about a year and a half and have never covered an animal topic yet. And as you know, you and I have had a lot of conversations off the air. You're a big animal lover, obviously. You're not just a veterinarian. You're also an animal owner yourself. I love animals, and, you know, I couldn't think of a better topic. So let's dive right into this right now, Dr. Mason. Let's talk about this. You know, I don't know if it's just me, but since you first started practicing veterinary medicine, you know, are you seeing a lot more degenerative diseases in the pets than, let's say, when you first started?
You know, it's a great question. It's very timely, too. Just this morning, I picked up a classmate of mine from the airport who's visiting me, and we just celebrated our 25th year in practice, so a quarter of a century of clinical practice. And Dr. Sylvester is also a specialist. She's a boarded surgeon in Toronto, and we were having the discussion at breakfast this morning about exactly that topic, that how much has changed in our clinical practice lifetime, especially in the areas of degenerative and inflammatory conditions in animals. You know, for a long time, I have believed that our pets are the canary in the coal mine. You know, they live in our environment, and they're mimicking, their disease rates and prevalences are mimicking exactly what we're seeing in the human condition with the dramatic increase in degenerative and immune-mediated inflammatory disease. So, yeah, there has been a big shift in my clinical practice life from just in these last 25 years.
You know, Dr. Mason, what's so interesting about what you just said, and, you know, I have this thing, this saying that you can, if you follow the leash, if you look at a person and you follow that leash from the person down to the animal that they're walking, if that person is in relatively good condition and good health and good shape, the chances are, and you can interject here, I find that the animal is going to be in fairly good shape as well. But if that person is out of shape, is unhealthy, is obese, like three-quarters of the population are right now throughout North America, chances are, from what I've seen, the majority of the animals at the end of that leash are also mirroring exactly what, you know, that owner is actually experiencing in their life. Do you find that?
Oh, that's a great observation. Absolutely. In fact, I'm calling in. I live in Penticton, British Columbia, and this is the sort of the home of Ironman Canada, and there's lots of folks here that are pretty fit and in shape, and that goes for their dogs as well. I mean, there's a lot of pretty lean, ripped-looking dogs here, but in major cities where people tend to maybe have a little bit more of a sedentary lifestyle, we certainly see that corollary as well. I'm actually amazed at how many cancer patients that I diagnose, only to find out not only does their owner have cancer, but in many times has exactly the same tumor type that their dog has. It's mind-boggling how deeply that correlation runs.
So Dr. Mason, what would you say then would be the major contributing factors behind the majority of disease in our pets today? I mean, you know, we can talk about this from a human perspective where, you know, we're eating the wrong foods, we're eating a lot of the processed foods, we have a lot of environmental toxins that were never part of our evolutionary existence until this time. You know, if you go back just 50 years ago, which is a blip in, you know, either animal or human biochemistry, because it takes, you know, many, many evolutions to change. But, you know, we had about 100 million pounds of these synthetic and organic chemicals that were pervading our air and our water supply and our food. And we actually have 600 times that amount. And I'm not blaming everything, obviously, on environmental factors, but I think, you know, all of it comes right round, and it's so multifactorial. So do you find the same things that are making us sick are actually making our pets sick?
Yeah, exactly. It's that canary in the coal mine thing. And because our pets lead such a sped-up lifestyle, you know, by the time a dog or cat is in their mid-teens, you know, you and I were just hitting our stride, and these guys are already in a retirement home. And everything happens in a much more protracted time frame. And so Now, for instance, when I was first practicing, we would consider cancer a geriatric disease. We would see, you know, pets that were, you know, 8 or 10 or 12 years old coming in with lumps and bumps and tumors. And now, in my practice, it's very, very common for me to see advanced cancers in 4- and 5-year-old dogs. And so not only is the pet's lifespan sped up, but the insult to their system is happening at such an exaggerated rate now compared to even 20 or 25 years ago that the onset of disease is happening at a much younger age. And the word multifactorial is exactly the one that was going around in my head before you said it, is that you can't just blame one thing. In fact, unless you get hit by a car, there's very few things very few diseases that are just blamed on one thing. It's never just one thing.
Sure.
That makes us sick. And on the opposite side of it, it's rarely just one thing that makes us better. And so for someone to think that one medication or one nutritional product or one form of exercise is going to solve their multifactorial health problem, that's naive and misleading, and both for animals and for pets. And so that the word holistic, you know, when I first moved to British Columbia, I was trained in Ontario. When I first moved to the West Coast, the word holistic was this kind of granola sandal wearing, you know, kind of hippie sort of a
right.
term. But what it really means is looking at the whole organism, the whole pet or the whole person and their environment, you know, both emotional environments and physical environments, and looking at the whole package and saying, well, what created this state that led to this disease, and what can we do to change the whole environment, both external and internal,
right.
so that this animal or this person's natural healing body mechanisms can kick back in again and get rid of this thing.
But isn't that the key? I mean, it's not like you get an animal and they're designed to break down any more than we're designed to break down. I mean, their little bodies, as well as ours, are designed to repair and replace and replenish and turn over, you know, all of these cells every second of every day. I mean, we are these incredible machines as they are, and really, their little bodies are there to constantly regenerate. So there's something going on that is causing the degeneration at that cellular level. And we're going to go out for a break. When we come back, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about all of the various illnesses that you see. What are the most prevalent ones, and why do you think they are occurring at such a rampant pace? And most importantly, and we'll really get into this on the second half of the show, what the heck can we do to stop all of this stuff from happening to our pets, and maybe we can learn something in the process? We're with Dr. Rob Mason today, veterinarian extraordinaire, keeping your pet younger, longer. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are, in the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Mark your calendar and set an alarm so you do not miss the highly acclaimed talk show, Holistic Living with Tina Marie and Todd Allen. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific for inspirational, oftentimes edgy discussions on all that life brings our way, with celebrity guests, world-famous authors, and everyday people dedicated to sharing positive, uplifting messages. Tina Marie and Todd Allen bring you the very best in talk radio discussions, guaranteed to make you smile.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Transforming Health. If you're listening to today's show, then you have to be an animal lover. At least I hope you are. And if you own an animal or have an animal, I don't really like own an animal because sometimes they own you. Well, congratulations, because you've just joined over 75% of the North American population who are themselves pet owners. But how many of you know that there are over 77 million cats in the United States alone and over 65 million dogs? A Max is the most popular name for dogs in the United States, the UK, and Australia. And by the way, dogs are not colorblind like we once thought they were. They can, in fact, see in color, maybe not as well as humans can. However, we also know that they probably can't see the colors red or green. Studies have shown that cats actually have better memories than dogs or monkeys or orangutans. And the world's first space astronaut was a Russian dog, I don't know if you remember that, named Lykea. The national average for a veterinarian visit in 2006 was $135 for dogs and $112 for cats. And nearly 94% of pet owners say their animal pal makes them smile. Today we're discovering how to keep your pet younger longer through proven healthy longevity strategies. If you want your pet to live an incredibly long life of health and vitality, then you first have to learn how to help your pet rejuvenate, revitalize, and repair from a cellular level. Well, to help us achieve a more youthful and healthier pet, please welcome back double board certified veterinarian and wellness consultant, Dr. Rob Mason. Now, Dr. Mason, you were mentioning at the very beginning of the show that you're seeing a lot more illness, a lot more disease than you did when you first started practicing 25 years ago. So let's get right into the specifics and what we could do to change these things for the better. But, you know, let's talk about the top illnesses that you're seeing in your practice. And I want to start with something that I would imagine would be fairly common because a lot of humans are experiencing it, and that's allergies. How many animals do you deal with allergies, and what kind of allergies?
Allergies are very prevalent in small animals and dogs and cats. In fact, all animals, horses suffer from very severe bronchitis, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Pretty much every species of animal is affected. But in my world, in my practice in small animal medicine, we see lots of allergies. And the most common clinical presentations, for instance, in dogs, they show a lot of their inhalant allergies, meaning things that they're breathing in, pollens and dust and molds and things, as dermatitis, as skin. The target organ for the dog tends to be their skin, whereas cats with inhalant allergies tends to show up as airway disease, bronchitis and asthma. And in fact, asthma in the cat is a model for studying asthma in children, because it's exactly the same pathogenesis as infantile asthma in kids.
So are you seeing more allergies? Like, is it actually increasing, or has it always been roughly the same?
You know, the question always has been, are we seeing more of it, or are we better at diagnosing it? And my feeling is that we're flat out seeing more of it, that the prevalence rates are increasing. And not only are they increasing, but they're occurring younger and younger in life. The other major type of allergy that I would see, a lot of dog allergies, inhalant allergies, would see a dermatologist because their skin is the organ that gets affected.
Right.
But as an internist in my specialty, I see lots of inflammatory bowel disease in both dogs and cats. And so this is where something in their diet is affecting the immune system in the lining of their intestine.
Right.
And in human beings, things like Crohn's disease and irritable bowel syndrome are more the terms that are used for that. But inflammatory bowel disease kind of covers the gamut of the diseases that we see in small animals. And for certain the prevalence of inflammatory bowel disease in dogs and cats has gone up in the last 25 years.
So, you know, what's interesting about this, when we talk about allergies, people, you know, tend to think, oh, it's so benign. You know, you just pop a little Benadryl, or you give a little Benadryl or half a Benadryl to your dog and everything's fine. But, you know, we have to look a little deeper and understand, why are these allergies occurring? You know, and you're talking about dietary-induced allergies or airborne-induced allergies. But allergies are really a form of an overactive immune system, really an immune system that's just going nuts over something it should just say, oh, that's benign, that's nothing, I don't have to overreact to that. So why do you think the immune system of these animals is overreacting to that kind of, to that point? Because that really shouldn't be happening, should it?
That is an absolutely great question, because a lot of people will sort of blow off an allergy because you don't often die of it, and it's more of a nuisance or an inconvenience. But it really is the tip of the iceberg for immune system dysfunction. And a normal functioning immune system should be like a ninja. You know, it's a silent assassin. It should come in and take care of the bad guys without harming any of our own tissues, to the point that we shouldn't even know that reaction is going on.
Right.
And an allergy is, as you said, it's an exuberant immune response. It's like you know, using an Uzi instead of a fly swatter.
Right.
And the tissue damage that is done can actually be fairly significant. In fact, in the cat, it's been proven that ongoing chronic inflammatory bowel disease can actually transform into GI lymphoma. So it can actually become a malignant infiltration rather than just an inflammatory infiltration. So it's not as benign as we once thought.
So let's talk about ways in which we naturally can avoid the allergies or greatly reduce the allergies. And I'll just give you a little example of what I do with my little rescue dog, Jake, because he has severe allergies and they're really under control now. But I bought an air purifier for the house, a very, very powerful air purifier. And that seems to have really, really cut down on his, you know, his breathing difficulties. What are your views on air purifiers for animals?
I have three class 3 HEPA filters in my home. One on each floor. I'm a huge advocate of that, not just for the pets, which is important because, I mean, their face is right on the ground, and so they're getting all the dust and crap that we're not getting, but also for the people. In our household, the allergies go the other way. My wife, Mary Ellen, is allergic to dogs, and with these really high-efficiency particle air filters, HEPA filters, we're able to have the dogs in our bedroom at night as long as the air filter is on, and everybody gets to sleep comfortably. So
wow.
It helps on both sides of the equation. So that's in my asthmatic feline patients, that's the first thing that I recommend. If you can eliminate the allergen, then the whole thing stops. And so if you can decrease the bombarding of the immune system with these foreign antigens, then that's a very easy thing to do, and there's no negative side effects to having an HEPA filter in your house.
Now, let's talk about the dietary-induced allergens. What are, you know, let's talk about the common allergens for animals, both in dogs and cats, and then I want to ask you your opinion on probiotics, animal probiotics, and if you think that they would be reasonably helpful in helping to rebuild that gastrointestinal system.
Absolutely, great question. And so I'm even going to take a step back, because it's my personal feeling that a lot of the gut-borne allergens that we see that sometimes will manifest as inflammatory bowel disease, but it's my feeling that primes the pump for a lot of the other systemic allergies that we see in animals, whether it's inhalant allergies, whether it's even autoimmune diseases, where they start to develop allergies against themselves or against their own tissues and cells. All of the immune systems of the body are connected to each other, and so the what's called the GALT, or the gut-associated lymphatic system in the intestinal tract, if you tick that system off, if you get the immune system inflamed in the intestine, it creates systemic effects to the rest of the immune system. And in fact, there are lots of vaccines that can be given orally. You can take certain oral vaccines that will prime the pump of the immune system systemically. Well, the same thing happens with allergens, or with things you don't want to prime the immune system pump for. And it's my feeling that a lot of the processing and additives that are in pet foods are foreign to the body's immune system, and that intestinal immune tract says, what the heck is this?
Sure.
I don't understand what this is. And now it creates an immune reaction against that foreign material that can cross-react with that same foreign material when it's inhaled or when it's on the surface of their skin, or can even be confused with their own natural tissues. And so the other disease state that I see lots of today that I didn't used to see much of before are autoimmune diseases, which is like a next step up and above beyond the allergic reaction.
Right, right. So what about the probiotics then? Because you brought up something very interesting. You're saying that in some of these pet foods, there are foreign substances that were, let's say, never part of their evolutionary existence, and that's why the immune system is overreacting. Because, you know, as humans, pets have probably 70-75% of their immunity right inside the gastrointestinal system, where
exactly.
The majority of the stuff comes in and is introduced into the body. What about the over processing or overcooking of even common things like meats that are put in some of these pet foods? I mean, wouldn't that be problematic?
Oh, absolutely. There was a study done way back in the 40s by a physiologist named Pottinger who was looking at something completely different, but he was feeding a huge colony of cats, 900 cats, over a three-year period. And part of the study was he took the exact same formulation, the same ration, and one group of cats got it fed uncooked, one group of cats got it fed lightly braised, and the other set of cats got it completely cooked. And the completely cooked diet, those cats developed a lot of the same modern diseases as modern cats, hyperthyroidism and inflammatory bowel disease and all that stuff. Yet the cats who developed, who had the partially cooked one, they didn't really get very sick at all, and the cats who ate the uncooked food didn't have any illnesses at all during this three-year period.
Wow.
So one of the things that you can't do is you can't uncook an egg. Like, when you cook an egg, and the reason that the albumin, the egg white, goes from that clear gelatinous stuff to a hard, white, rubbery thing is that the protein denatures. It
sure.
actually physically changes the conformation of the protein. When the immune system is looking at those proteins when it's presented into the body, and again through the gastrointestinal tract is the vast majority of way that it gets there. And over time, evolution has said, the immune system says, this is what egg albumin looks like. Now when we twist it all up, when we cook it, it goes, I'm not sure what that is.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's a parasite or a virus or a bad guy or a good guy. Because I'm not sure, I'm going to err on the side of caution and get rid of it. And now that it's getting rid of it, it mounts this inflammatory response in response to something as normal as an egg, but
right.
it's abnormally presented to it because the proteins have been disfigured by
sure.
By
and so it is with us human beings as well. So, you know, the two are intricately linked. We're talking to Dr. Rob Mason, keeping your pet younger longer. When we come back, we're going to talk about how do we battle things like obesity in our pets. I mean, it might be a lot simpler than you think it is. Diabetes, joint-related problems, and then you're going to want to get a pen and a pad of paper or a piece of paper at the very least, because Dr. Mason is going to be telling you ways in which you can actually help your pet live much longer, but live as if it was a puppy or a kitten again. I mean, absolutely interesting science. We're going to be coming right back with more of Keeping Your Pet Younger Longer after these messages.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio, Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Are you living your vital life? One that is showcasing you at your full potential? There are many issues that stand in the way of most people achieving their full potential. We will discuss these issues and how to overcome them each week on The Vital Life, Awakening Your Full Potential, with host Dr. Carolyn Coker Ross. Living the vital life often requires that we trust our own intuitive voice and that we view illness or life challenges as calls to action to reconnect with the deeper urges of our spirit or soul. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey, everyone. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about pet health today. And, you know, having a pet can enrich our lives in so many ways, if just to lighten an otherwise stressful day. They are, for the most part, unconditional in their commitment to you. Well, unless you have a dog, in which case most would trade your life for a piece of cheese at any moment. At least mine would. But other than that little misgiving, there is nothing like having your pet run to you with unlimited exuberance, even if they just saw you 5 minutes earlier. Well, that's a dog anyway. Cats, let's just say they love you in their own way and on their own time. And that's okay. Love is love. Energy. Now, this is something a little different. Energy is a term we banter around quite often. However, how many of us actually understand what it represents? Energy is really the ability to convert nutrients and oxygen, which is also a nutrient, into a universal fuel called ATP. ATP is what fuels over 90% of our cellular energy. And really, this is the key, maintaining optimal energy production right at the cellular level. One of the premier reasons both we as well as our animals experience what we call premature aging is because of something called the bioenergetic theory of aging, which refers to our cells' inability to maintain youthful energy levels. The tiny little power plants called mitochondria that manufacture that universal energy fuel, they actually begin to wear out, or the numbers of those tiny little power plants actually diminish. There was one study I read a couple of years ago that indicated that a 90-year-old person may have lost well over 90% of his ability to create energy at the cellular level. And so it is with our animal friends as well. But what if there was a way to stop or greatly slow down the destruction of our pets' cellular power plants? What if we could help our pets grow new ones, or at the very least help them optimize the ones that they have left? What would that mean to your pet? A longer, more youthful life, abundant energy and vitality, perhaps a few more years to experience that unconditional love? Most of us would spend a small fortune to keep our pets around a little longer, if it was only possible to do so. Well, what if it was actually possible to help your pet live younger, longer, and it was affordable to do so as well? With the discovery of these specialized antioxidant nutrient combinations, this may not only be possible, by the way, it may actually already be a reality. Once again, joining me today is one of North America's leading alternative veterinarians, double board certified in companion animals and small animal medicine. We have the one and only Dr. Rob Mason with us. And Dr. Mason, we got to get right into this because time is quickly flying by. We were talking about some of the most prevalent illnesses that you see in your practice as a specialist. You were talking about allergies and autoimmune diseases. You mentioned that air purifiers, especially with HEPA filters, are phenomenal for obviously airborne types of allergies. We spoke a little bit about probiotics, animal probiotics, the beneficial bacteria for pets, which is really good at helping rebuild their immune system so that they don't have to overreact to all of these antigens, which are otherwise harmless substances. What about obesity? I mean, come on, you must experience, I would say anyway, the majority of the patients that come to see you, they've got to be obese.
You know, about once a day in a very busy clinical day for me, I'll have someone who brings in their pet and they're worried that they're underweight, and when I examine them, they're perfect weight. And the problem is that our scale has been slid up that dogs and cats in North America are way too heavy. So when we see one that's their normal body weight, people look at them like they're too skinny.
It's kind of like us.
Yeah, there you go.
So what do you think is causing? I mean, I we can have a conversation about human beings, and I believe it is very much the same. But in your opinion, what do you think is the main causative factor behind obesity in pets?
I think it's what you talked about at the beginning. Just follow the leash. You know, I haven't met a dog yet that opens a refrigerator or undoes his own feed bag. It's the way that it's the combination of how much we feed, what we feed our pets, and the degree of exercise that they get in proportion to that.
Right.
And the old theory of calories in, calories out is obviously not. Doesn't hold a true in people, and it doesn't hold true in pets. Years ago, pet food companies came out with reduced calorie food, and pets got fatter.
Right.
And again, because the reduced calories all came in the form of grainy, starchy carbohydrates, and their bodies produce it, they do with it the same as everybody else's does. If you want to fatten a steer, you don't feed them fat. You know, you feed them
feed corn.
And you bet.
So is it the insulin-producing effects of these foods, the high-carb, the high-starchy foods, maybe not enough fiber? What is it? Is it because these animals are overproducing insulin just as we overproduce insulin when we eat too many of the wrong carbs?
Exactly the same thing. And so their insulin levels spike. They spike after as far as the body is concerned, whether it's your body or your dog's body, after a starchy meal, and that can be a bagel or a kibble that has lots of corn in it. After a starchy meal, all of those simple carbohydrates are absorbed as dextrose, as sugar. And so the body reacts to that just like it does to a Mars bar. It your insulin levels go through the roof in response to that elevated blood sugar level. And unless you're in the middle of a marathon, you're not burning all of that sugar, and so the body does what it's supposed to do. The insulin says, well, then let's store it for later.
Sure.
And the storage form is fat. And so, again, high glycemic carbohydrates are great if you're in the middle of an endurance race. But if you're just leading a sedentary lifestyle, then it's going to be stored as fat.
So are we killing or are we killing our pets out of kindness? Is that what's going on?
We're certainly making them sick out of kindness.
Right.
And so, again, diabetes is a rapidly growing degenerative disease in both dogs and cats, and it mimics what's happening in human beings.
Sure, and the two are intricately linked, with the obesity with the diabetes, because as you mentioned, if they're eating the wrong foods, they're experiencing elevated levels, or what we call hyperinsulinemia, very high levels of insulin, and eventually their little pancreases are going to wear out, just like ours do.
So burnout,
is that what you're seeing? The obesity starts, and then all of a sudden these animals are experiencing diabetes?
Yeah, especially in the dog. That's more of a... In the cat, diabetes is more probably linked to an autoimmune disease against the islets in the pancreas. But again, we talked about allergies earlier, that we're still damaging the body's immune system at some point that's allowing them to get off kilter and start to develop these autoimmune diseases. So whether it's directly through the obesity mechanism or whether it's indirectly through priming their immune system to develop autoimmune disease, then we're still creating this by the way that we're feeding our pets.
Okay, so let me just ask you this. This may be a little bit too much of a general question, but how much food is too much when we talk about our dogs and our cats? I mean, is it okay just to leave out a bunch of food like people do, or should there be scheduled feedings?
I think pets are like people. You know, some people have the self-control and restraint to kind of eat what they need and walk away from it. My dog would eat her body weight in food if I left it out there.
And
so
more.
And so I think it depends on the personality of the individual. One of the things, I mean, when I was in veterinary school, they told us that dogs only need to eat once a day, and I think that's been proven over and over again to be a ridiculous statement.
Sure.
Dogs, you know, smaller, frequent meals are way better on all of the body systems than one big slug at a time. And you're mentioning just about insulin physiology. It'd be way better to eat small portions throughout the day than to have one big spike at one point of the day and then just store all of that fat, because you're not burning it off as you're accumulating it.
Right. So, you know, let's get right into it. What are some of your favorite supplements then for animals to help them? I mean, we could go on and on. We can talk about cancer and joint-related problems. I mean, you know, illness is illness. There are, you know, thousands of different disorders. New disorders are being discovered, you know, almost every other month in order to sell more drugs, just as it is in the human world. It's the same in the pet world. It's a big business. But, you know, you are this wellness consultant as well, and this is what I love about you, Dr. Mason. You know, you do the conventional approach. You're obviously excellent at what you do. You and I have had a lot of conversations about this. But you also look to prevention. You know, you're very proactive as opposed to reactive. So, what, you know, if I wanted to find out how can I allow my dogs and my cat to live as long as possible, what would you recommend?
You know, that's great. I like how you're phrasing that, because there are some great supplements that we can use in the face of disease that will help to alter the environment of that pet, so that once we wean them down off of their pharmaceutical drugs, now they've got a new and repaired physiology that they can, you know, not just go back to being sick again. However, my belief has always been that prevention is the key to both longevity and to quality of life. And you know, my goal for my own pets is that they never have to see a guy like me in my office.
Sure.
You know, and so the things that we can, there are lots of great diets that are out there, and it probably goes beyond the scope of what we're going to talk about today. But for the consumer to be educated about what, you know, what makes for a good food and what makes for a diet that fits their physiology rather than one that's convenient for the manufacturer. However, some of the supplements, there's some really exciting research that has been coming into the mainstream in the last couple of years. And I love this about it, is that a lot of these products have been tested on people, and now that we understand they're safe, we can use them in animals. I like that.
And usually it's the other way around.
I like that way better.
Yeah.
And classes of molecules that have been discovered that have, now I know that you and your listeners know a lot about what antioxidants are.
Sure.
And there's some fabulous natural antioxidants, but there have been some, in the research that's been done in that whole area, there have been some molecules developed in the last few years that take antioxidants to the next level. And one that I've been completely fascinated with for almost the last year and a half is a combination of palladium and lipoic acid, and palladium is a semi-precious metal, and lipoic acid is a fatty acid. And when we put that has its own natural antioxidant abilities on its own. But when these two are put together, it creates this new sort of a class of compound called a redox molecule. And like a good antioxidant, it scavenges all of these free electrons that these free radicals are stealing. But now what this particular class of molecule does is it can take those scavenged electrons and donate them to those little energy power plants, as you call them, the mitochondria of the cell, so that they actually increases cellular energy. Now, up until now, we haven't known how to do that.
Sure.
We haven't known how to make the cells more efficient at producing energy. If you can create a healthier, more energetic cell, then that makes the tissues work better, which makes the whole organism work better, which means that those natural mechanisms of fighting disease and having a balanced immune system and repairing and regenerating all of those things start to work better.
Okay, so, well, what is this called? Is there, like, if someone was to go to a pet store, or do you find this online? Like, what are they looking for? You're saying palladium lipoic acid. Is there a name to, is there a brand, for instance?
Yeah, there was the original product used in people was, again, it's been used in people for over 20 years in cancer medicine. And again, what we were talking about earlier, it's a great thing to use as an adjunct while they're going through their traditional cancer therapies to give this compound at the same time, so that once they're finished their chemotherapy protocols or their radiation protocols, that now the body is in a different energy state
okay. That
can finish the repair.
So what's the name of the pet product?
The pet product that was developed as an offshoot of this is called Regeneral FP, and the FP just stands for pets, to distinguish it from the human product. And it is just now coming onto the market, the mainstream market. It's been, up until now, difficult to find it, but it's just now coming onto the market. I've been looking at the research behind this for about a year and a half, and I'm completely impressed with it. I have my own dogs on it.
Okay, and Dr. Mason, let's hold it right there, because I want to come back. I want to talk a little bit more about this Regeneral, because it does look incredibly impressive. I want to give a website out now if anybody does want more information on it. It's www.myultimatepet.com. And I just want to add something to what you were saying about the free radicals and the antioxidants, because, by the way, this research has actually been done since 1968. There was a doctor, Deanham Harmon from the University of Nebraska, and he published a study back then proving that antioxidants that were fed over a lifetime to mice increased their overall lifespan by a whopping 45%. So that is unbelievable. If we can translate that over to our dogs and our cats and our other furry little pets, that's absolutely amazing. We're going to find out more about this Regeneral with Dr. Rob Mason when we come back on the final segment of Transforming Health. We'll be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner. Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Transforming Health. You know, if I had one major complaint about having a dog or a cat, it's that they don't live long enough. I mean, let's face it. I mean, no one would, you know, have children if they were guaranteed that every child they had was only going to live 10, 15, or 20 years. I mean, why would anybody put themselves through that kind of pain? And yet we do it. We do it over and over again when we bring a new dog or cat home. And it's almost like, well, the love with whatever time we have with these little beings is worth it. I mean, it's incredible, but then we mourn them afterwards. It's an unbelievable thing. What if there was a product that could help your pet actually live longer? Not just longer, but act and feel like a much younger animal. And the amazing reality is that science has pinpointed specific nutrients that can help our pets do just this, live younger, longer. Please welcome back Double Board Certified Veterinarian and Wellness Consultant, Dr. Rob Mason. Now, Dr. Mason, you were talking about antioxidants. You were talking about this incredible product that has years of research, started off as human research, which is, you know, really hard to believe because, as we spoke about, usually these things go the complete opposite, animal research, and then they move into human research. And it's this palladium lipoic acid molecular complex, and you call it Regeneril, or and that's spelled R-E-J?
Correct.
N?
Correct.
Okay, so Regeneril with a J. And one of the things which is interesting, you know, when I'm looking at this product and I'm looking at the research behind it, this is something that is supposed to help to regenerate those tiny little power plants at the cellular level, which are really responsible for everything that both animals and us experience. And it says here that, you know, the ingredients within Regeneril are able to help the tiny little power plants manufacture more of that substance, that ATP, you know, help them become less toxic over time, and perhaps even maybe able to increase the overall number of those tiny little engines as pets are getting older. So what does this represent to the average dog or cat owner out there? You know, why should they care about increasing the number or the functionality of their pet's little power plants?
Well, you know, if people dropped a couple of $100,000 on an exotic sports car that had a V12 engine, and then, like that study that you read earlier of the 90-year-old people have lost 90% of their mitochondria or power plants, now your V12 has a V2. You know, there's only two cylinders working. If you could add some kind of a supplement to the gasoline that would cause all 12 cylinders to start firing again, and each one firing with more horsepower than it was originally designed for, people would be all over that. And that's kind of what Regeneril does for our pets. It allows more of these power plants, more of these cellular mitochondria, to produce more energy. And if degeneration, if aging, is things falling apart faster than our bodies can put them back together again, if you can put more fuel into the actual cells that are doing that repair work and cause them to regenerate faster than their age, faster than they're degenerating, that's going to slow down the aging process.
What's so amazing about this, in human nutritional science, these are called bioenergetic nutrients, and there's a whole class of them now, and there's not a lot of them that do this, but they do exactly what you're talking about with this Regeneril, where if they help human beings grow new mitochondria, allow their mitochondria to function more effectively, allow more of the fuel to be produced, and they literally affect everything in a more positive fashion, meaning people look younger, they feel younger, they perform younger, they don't have as many joint-related problems, diabetes can actually sometimes clear up, obesity is not nearly as prevalent, because what I think a lot of people don't understand is a lot of obesity is caused by a dysfunctional metabolism, meaning the cell's inability to create that energy substance. So is this something Regeneril may be able to help with in the pet kingdom?
Well, because it starts at the very, very basic, at the very beginning step, at energy production in each individual cell, then it affects every function that cell is destined to have. So it helps the immune system to function better. It helps the liver to metabolize fats better. It helps the muscles to perform better. It helps the brain to perform better. And all of these data have been collected in, as I said, in people to show that there's a positive effect on all of these things. One of the things about any kind of a supplement in pet is compliance. Is the pet going to actually eat this stuff?
Right.
You know? And one of the things that I've really liked about Regeneril is that it's so concentrated that my little dogs, I have two little Cavaliers, I give them three or four drops on their food a day. They don't even know that it's there.
This is liquid.
It's a liquid supplement, and it's so exceptionally concentrated that the amount that we give them seems ridiculously small. But the compliance is really high. My dogs are kind of little queenies, and if they don't like what's on the menu, they don't eat it. And I've had zero compliance problem with my dogs.
Well, I can tell you, I've actually been giving Regeneral to my pets over the last few months. And, you know, I have an 8.5-year-old dog, and I'm telling you, she literally acts like a puppy. I got stopped on one of my hikes, and they said, puppy. And I'm like, no, she's actually 8.5, and the people couldn't believe it. So I've seen this, and I've seen with my rescue dog, not just the energy production, but I've seen where he doesn't scratch nearly as much because he's, I'm his fourth home. He's had severe allergies his entire life. So, that is absolutely incredible. And I remember you and I having a conversation a little while back where we were saying, hey, you remember when our dogs were like puppies and you were like, oh, too much energy, relax, bring it down. And then all of a sudden they're 4 and you're going, oh, they're getting a little older. And then they're 8 and you're going, oh my God, I wonder how much longer they're going to live.
Yeah, exactly.
So anything you can do to extend a pet's lifespan, but not just the lifespan, the quality of the life of that pet. So I want to give out that website, please, do your homework on this. Go and look at the website. Read the information. This really is an incredible product. I've never seen anything like it. Dr. Mason, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today and explaining, about Regeneral and all of your expertise with all of the things that we spoke about. The website, by the way, is myultimatepet.com, myultimatepet.com. We've been talking to Dr. Rob Mason, veterinarian extraordinaire, keeping your pet younger longer. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show today. Go out, have yourself an unbelievable week of energy at the cellular level. We'll see you next week. Dr. Mason, thanks again.
My pleasure. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you for tuning in to Transforming Health with Brad King. Be sure to join us again next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Looking forward to next week. Now, with your newfound energy, go out and make it work for you.